Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, What is good?
So, okay, I'm going to preface this really quickly and say that this isn't necessarily a feel-good story yet, but we can make it one, okay? So are you guys with me on that? All right, good.
Yes.
So just 2 weeks ago, on September 20th, a local Manchester, New Hampshire resident, Tanya, and her fiancé, Andrew, experienced a kitchen fire within their apartment. They were cooking dinner when there was suddenly a grease fire. The pan went up in flames while they were standing close by, causing the three of them to sustain severe burns by flying debris. But their 17-month-old, Easton, suffered horrible burns. It's really hard to hear, but his diaper actually burned onto his skin. He was admitted at Shriners Hospital so he can get the best treatment and care for his burns. The three of them have several follow-up appointments in New Hampshire, but they also have to juggle with the fact that little Easton is getting treatment at Shriners in Boston. Because of the burns, both parents have lost the ability to drive, so they've had to rely on others for all of the transportation needs. Now, this is a tragic story. They are all alive. Everyone survived the fire. But one thing I know about our Feel Good community is that we rise up and we help. Tanya and Andrew have already felt so blessed with so much support, but this is going to be a long road ahead. Tanya's best friend, Mandy, wrote to me and asked if there was a way I could help, because she knows I do this segment every day. And I said, absolutely, send me any information you can on how our community can help. And I read and heard from her that the family is selling calendars the entire month of October for a chance to win various gift cards and prizes. All of that information can be found on our Facebook page on how to contribute to that. Like right after I'm done, I'm going to post the link. Don't worry. But there is a light at the end of this tunnel. Easton, 17-month cutie pie Easton, you'll see pictures of him as well. He returned home on Monday, you guys, so that's so exciting. He's making progress every day. His family and friends are so happy that he's going to be able to get back to some type of normalcy, whatever that's going to look like for him now. And the community will be celebrating with a little welcome home parade at 6 o'clock p.m. in Manchester, New Hampshire, tomorrow. So if you're wondering why everyone's waving at a cutie pie in Manchester, if you see it, take pictures, send it to us. That's your It Feels Good for today. I'm going to post the link. And if there's anything you guys can do to help little Easton and his family, it would be greatly appreciated. Truly. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.